Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
How you doing? I just spoke to someone and got my account canceled. He said I would get an email stating that I would get my money back, but this email does not state that I'm getting my $59.89 back.
Okay. Give me your zip code, please.
21229.
21229?
Yes.
What's that first and last name, please?
Janice Alchemy.
Okay. For security purposes, could you please verify that address for me?
4418 Cedar Garden Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I pull up that account for you. Yeah, I do see that you were recently canceled in the system, and they just recently canceled you. Did you ask for a refund?
Yeah.
And he showed it.
Because I told him, because I told him I did not sign up for that. When I went on the website, it came up as doing a survey, and it said you only paid $5 for a vacuum cleaner, so that's what I thought I was getting. When I hit submit, it came up $59.89 for a meal plan.
Yes, it did. Yes, ma'am. I can do the one-time courtesy refund, and I can issue that back to you.
I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And it will take at least 3 to 5 business days for it to show back up in the account. But that $59.89 will be reissued back to you. And I just went ahead and did the refund.
Okay. Do I get an email confirmation or anything like that?
I can send it to your email if you like, but please. I can tell you it will actually be under the same. Did he give you the confirmation number of the cancellation?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll send that to you, ma'am, and it will be under the same cancellation number where he canceled you, and that refund will be under that, and I will send it to your email. Let me verify that I do have the correct email on account. That is janiceeock@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. I'll send that to your email momentarily, okay? You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.